From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A House subcommittee hearing today considers how to best regulate banks to avoid problems that might bring down the financial system, as nearly happened in 2008. The hearing takes on added significance following J.P. Morgan Chase's revelation that it lost $2 billion in 6 weeks on risky trading. The hearing had been scheduled well before J.P. Morgan's announcement. There's some pressure to make final the so-called Volcker Rule to restrict banks from trading with funds on deposit for their own profit and to build walls between banks and insurance and securities businesses. Most Republicans oppose those changes. Another debt ceiling crisis could be looming at the end of the year. NPR's David Wellna says House Speaker John Boehner vows to insist on spending cuts before agreeing to another increase in the nation's debt ceiling.
Shortly after Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner warned that the debt ceiling will have to be raised again, possibly by year's end, House Speaker John Boehner declared such an increase would have to be matched by spending cuts.
Allowing the debt ceiling to go up without addressing our fiscal challenge would be the most irresponsible thing that I could do.
But number two House Democrat Steny Hoyer warned against another debt ceiling showdown.
Increasingly, we're going to undermine the confidence in the United States by continuing this game on the debt limit. We've incurred the debts. We need to pay the debts.
Hoyer said more revenues from taxes are needed as well. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
Pakistan's highest forum on national security issues has authorized relevant ministries to conclude ongoing negotiations to resume the opening of NATO supply lines. They've been blocked since a U.S. border raid in November killed 24 Pakistani soldiers. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports the directive is expected to pave the way for Pakistan to lift the almost six-month blockade, though it's not clear when.
A NATO invitation to President Asif Ali Zardari to its Chicago summit next week was an inducement for Pakistan to reopen the NATO supply lines. But there is still no timetable, and Zardari's weak government is moving with caution. Deep antagonism within Pakistan toward the United States is a major consideration. Drone missile strikes and NATO supply routes through Pakistan fuel anti-American protests. But Pakistan has other worries. 48 nations of the international force next door are increasingly alienated by it, and Pakistan's leadership fears growing isolation. Restoring NATO supply lines could re-engage Pakistan and provide it leverage in the Afghan endgame. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
An independent super PAC is launching a $25 million month-long ad campaign supporting Mitt Romney across 10 states. It characterizes President Obama in negative terms. This is NPR News. Court records indicate that George Zimmerman suffered injuries the night he fatally shot a Florida teenager in February. As NPR's Cheryl Cordley reports, Zimmerman's medical records have now been released to the court handling his second-degree murder case.
The shooting death of unarmed high schooler Trayvon Martin caused a nationwide controversy and widespread protest against Florida's Stand Your Ground law. And George Zimmerman, who's been charged with second-degree murder, has claimed he acted in self-defense. The Florida prosecutor handling the case has turned over numerous documents to the court, and ABC News reports they include Zimmerman's medical records from a visit with his family physician the day after the shooting. Those records reportedly show Zimmerman had a pair of black eyes, a nose fracture, and two cuts to the back of his head. Prosecutors say Zimmerman provoked a confrontation. He's been in hiding since being freed on bail last month. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
A new United Nations report says the mortality rate for women giving birth has fallen by half over the past 20 years. But it says there's still plenty of progress to be made, with one woman dying from pregnancy-related complications every 2 minutes around the globe. The report says nearly all the maternal deaths take place in developing countries and that most of them could be prevented. The United Nations says an observer team in northern Syria came under fire overnight and has stayed with rebel forces. None of the observers was wounded when a roadside bomb struck their vehicle. A spokesman for Special Envoy Kofi Annan says the UN mission intends to recover the staff members today. He says he's spoken with team members and they report that they're safe. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.